Hello and welcome back to this Microsoft Virtual Academy, where we're looking all about Microsoft Azure Operational Insights. I'm still Matt McSpirit, Technical Evangelist, and I'm still joined by Laura Cruz, who's a Program Manager within the Azure Operational Insights team. And so far in this course, we've covered a number of different modules focusing on an overview of Ops Insights, how you deploy it, how you use it, and then how you use it specifically for security purposes, which was hopefully very valuable. If you've not watched that, go back and watch it. But in this module, we're going to look at some of the troubleshooting angles. So some of the issues you may encounter deploying, configuring, running operational insights. So some of these pointers should help you overcome those hurdles that they may crop up against you. So without further ado, let me hand over to Laura, who's going to take us through some of those core troubleshooting areas that we've seen as common troubleshooting areas for customers.
Thanks, Matt. So there's a lot of issues actually that you can run into if perhaps you misconfigure during deployment or if something's actually happening on the service itself. There are things that can fail. So I'd like to talk to you about what things you can do on your end to make sure that you've deployed correctly and that your environment on premise has the right definitions for what you want to see up on the service. So The first thing I want to talk about is that actually a lot of this documentation has been collected by our program management team, and all of it is documented in one master blog post that I'm actually linking to from here. And there you'll get a lot of information on what are the exact commands that you need to solve these issues. And we're continuing to update that as we go because customers report issues on every on a frequent basis. So we'll actually help them fix those issues and then document it so you know how to solve them. We'll talk about three main issues that we see coming up a lot, hopefully so that you don't run into them once you're setting up your environment. And the first one is related to difference in times between your computers and the service. We'll also talk about proxy issues that you can experience in Operations Manager and how to correct them and where do you need to go in the Operations Manager console, or if you're on Direct Agent, on servers connected directly, where you can go to make sure that the proxy settings are correct. And finally, one of the most important things, if you are using Operational Insights with Operations Manager, you want to make sure that the management packs have been downloaded to your environment, and it's very easy to see those through the operations console, so we'll show that to you. There's actually several other issues covered, maybe specific gotchas for intelligence packs or things that customers report that don't work as they should, and we're documenting that in this blog post that's linked here, so be sure to check it out because there might be other things that are relevant to you as well.
Okay, so they're the core common issues that we're going to discuss as part of the module. So I guess it's time to jump into
a
demonstration and have a look at some of those and how we overcome those different items of trouble, I suppose you could say. Okay, so let's go to a demo.
Okay, let me switch. So let me just start here. So the first thing I want to show you is this is what the blog post looked like, so you can recognize it. It has a lot of information. It's very long, but it does contain so many tips that will be very helpful to you if you do troubleshoot. The first thing that I wanted to talk about is Error 3000. You might see Error 3000 pop up when you're trying to register to Operational Insights from Operations Manager, and the cause is actually very simple. It's because of a time sink that is larger than 5 minutes between your computer and the service, the Operational Insights service. So if we detect that, it's actually not going to go through with registration. So in this post, we actually give you all the commands that you need to sync your time correctly and hopefully be able to register from your on-premise environment. So keep that in mind and make sure that you're checking what time and date are on the computers that you're trying to manage. And if it's controlled by your admin, make sure you work with them to see how you can sync that to actual time.
So it doesn't matter about your time zone.
No. It's not the time zone. It's basically, if it's, let's say, Seattle. Yeah, if you've drifted like more than 5 minutes beyond, then we won't be able to register.
I don't think that's unique to this service either. If you do start to drift, a number of online services, can start to incur problems if your time has drifted beyond that far.
Yeah, so we're actually watching that in the wizard in Operations Manager, so that's one thing to watch out for. The next troubleshooting area that I want to talk about is direct agents, connecting servers directly, and how to make sure that that's been set up correctly, both from on-premise and from the portal. So we'll go there now. So I'm here in the Operational Insights portal, and everything's been set up. So I want to show you what it looks like when a computer has been set up correctly, you should be able to see a number of servers reporting on their usage and servers. And that's really the main place that you want to go to see how many direct agents are connected and how many servers are connected through Operations Manager. So you can see that I only have one server connected directly, but I actually have 112 servers connected through SCOM management groups in the last 2 weeks. And it will also tell you what is the name of the management group that you're reporting to in Operations Manager. So that's the service telling you what it's seeing on-premise. Now, we're going to switch over to one of my demo machines that I used earlier in... So this is a machine that I... Actually, let me go back here. This is a machine that I used earlier in the demo for connecting servers directly. And as you'll see, I still have the setup there. And I've installed the agent on this computer. So I want to make sure from this side that the computer is able to talk to the service. So what you'll see is that I've opened up Control Panel. And here I'm going to look for the Microsoft Monitoring Agent, which is... Did I write it wrong? I think I did. Yeah. Which is the official name for the agent that's working behind the scenes in Operations Manager and in Operational Insights. So once you click on that, you'll see the different settings on your agent. And you'll see that there's an Azure Operational Insights tab, which contains your workspace ID and your workspace key. Now again, this isn't something you don't normally want to share out, but this is just a demo. And you'll see that Connect to Azure Operational Insights is enabled, so that's good. And there's a green check mark telling me that the agent has successfully connected to Operational Insights. If you don't see that green check mark there, that's the agent telling you that it hasn't been able to talk to the service yet. So that's really, that's it. That's very simple. You can, if you need to regenerate your primary workspace key for your workspace, this is the same place where you would go update it. And this is also where you want to update proxy settings for the server that's connected directly. If you have a proxy server and if you require authentication, this is where you would enter that information to make sure it can talk to the service.
So what would be a scenario where you would need to regenerate your ID? Because I guess you do the regeneration.
Well, let's say if I wanted to keep using this account today and I've already shown half the world my primary workspace key, all I have to do is go back into the portal, regenerate my key, and agents trying to connect with that old key won't be able to.
Right, okay. Yeah. So if half the world are watching, that's 3 billion views.
Yeah.
I'll take that and sign off for the rest of the year. So you regenerate it in the console, mm-hmm. in the Azure Operational Insights mm-hmm. console, mm-hmm. and then you would manually copy and paste,
yeah.
either if it was just one machine, you go to the view you just
exactly.
said, paste it in. Can I programmatically update
Absolutely.
Existing agents,
yes.
both for proxy and for the key itself?
Absolutely, yeah. And that would be to the same commands that you use for the configuration, bulk configuration.
Right. And that's on the blog post as well?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. on the blog as well.
Great. So that
yeah.
overcomes that issue if you yeah. do need to change that for whatever reason.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much all for connecting servers directly. Now, Operations Manager is a much more complicated environment. So we're going to go into where you can go in the Operations Manager console to make sure that things are set up correctly and that your agents are talking to the service. So now I am back in my Operations Manager console, where I've already connected to Operational Insights and added a couple of machines to communicate with the service. Now, the very first thing I'd like to show you is you can actually reconfigure Operational Insights from Operations Manager. So if your password has changed, if you want to connect to a different environment altogether, you can change it through this link. And all it will do is basically take you back through the wizard, ask you to sign in again, and select a workspace. So that's one simple way of changing the account that's connected from Operations Manager.
So Ops Manager can only be connected to a single
yes.
Insights at a
yes.
time.
Yes. Right now, we're only supporting one account
okay.
and one workspace
right.
connected to Operations Manager. Now you can reuse from a different management group. I believe you can reuse agents.
Right.
So the agents could report to different workspaces. It's just from the one console you can only connect to one
okay.
workspace. And this is the same page, actually, where you're going to go ahead and configure your proxy server. So if you need to set up a proxy server from Operations Manager, the link is right there under Administration Operational Insights Connection. And you can set up what's the proxy server for your agents to communicate to the service. If you have any questions about what machines are reporting to Operational Insights, there's an additional node here called Operational Insights Managed, and there it will show you the names of the computers that you've opted into Operational Insights. And this, again, does not have to be all of your machines in Ops Manager, so it can be limited to a small subset or just a group of computers.
So we've talked quite a bit about information from Operations Manager bubbling up into Insights. Does it go the other way as well? Can I view stuff related from Insights in Operations Manager console? Is there any views or dashboards?
Not today. I don't think we have any of those today. No. I think we're actually pushing the other way around.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. I'm just curious about if there's somebody who really loves their Opsman console, don't want to leave it.
Maybe.
You
know,
you could always generate a dashboard that's just got a web view, I suppose.
So there's one more thing I want to show you guys in Operations Manager, and that's actually really important. Once you start adding intelligence packs and you start wondering when it's going to actually start showing up data in the portal, you will see under Administration, Operations Manager has the Management Packs node, which you'll be very familiar with if you're already using Operations Manager. Now, within here is where you will see the Management Packs that have been installed as part of Operational Insights. And if I just sort these by time, you'll see that I have Alert Management added, Change Tracking, and Log Management. And those are actually three intelligence packs that I added to my Operational Insights environment. Now, you may be wondering, why does this still say System Center Advisor? This is the original name of the product. Operational Insights used to be called System Center Advisor some years ago. And we actually made a conscious choice to keep the naming intact because we really didn't want to break people's scenarios. There's alerts that depend on these names and different mechanisms within Operations Manager. So you will still see System Center Advisor in the alert names, in the alert descriptions, and in the Management Pack names. We're looking to update this in a future major release in Operations Manager, but just keep in mind that within Management Packs, you can search for Advisor, and there you will see all the Management Packs that have been downloaded in relation to Operational Insights. And if you're thinking just about intelligence packs, you can actually just write intelligence. And there you'll see the management packs related to the intelligence packs that you've enabled through Operational Insights.
I often search for intelligence on my PC, but just no results returned. So if that was a vanilla Ops Manager installation, and at what point do those management packs get deployed?
What's the process? As soon as you enable the intelligence packs in the portal, as soon as you add them.
But assuming it's connected to Ops Manager already.
Yes. Right. Assuming, of course. So assuming you've already connected your Operations Manager environment to Operational Insights, then when you add the intelligence packs in Ops Insight, pretty much immediately the service will start trying to download the management pack to on-premise. Now, if there are issues like proxy setting issues, time sync issues, the management pack won't be able to be downloaded.
Right.
An Operations Manager won't know what to do with Operational Insights. So it's important to make sure that if something's not working, make sure you check if the management packs have been downloaded, because many times there's just an error. And we can work through that in the end.
Okay. So would Operational Insights get the event log for the error from Ops Manager? And you can visualize it?
You'd hope so. Yeah, I think you can, actually.
There's certainly a way around that. Okay, so that's some of the Ops Manager. Is there any other common issues that you see? Anything else?
Those are really the top three issues that we see most often, and we use these solutions often to fix problems ourselves, but there are a lot more issues covered in the blog post, so we really recommend that users just browse through it, and if they're experiencing any issues, make sure you check that out. Our help documentation is available as well, and it contains a lot of other problem-solving tactics if you run into an issue.
Okay, so I guess that's all for troubleshooting, and that actually brings us to the end of the module and also to the end of the course. And you'll see from the summary here that we've covered a lot. With Operational Insights, you can gain a lot of insight into your environment, hence the name. And it's giving you that ability to visualize information, visualize that machine data, manage and forecast the capacity planning like we saw with the intelligence pack earlier. You're going to be able to assess the safety, the security of the servers. So we spent a lot of time focusing on security as one of those intelligence packs that was very, very important. We can track configuration changes. So when stuff happens and somebody tries to log in or somebody makes a change on a system, whether it's at the application or OS level, we're starting to be able to visualize that information and help you relate those changes to other problems in your environment. and proactively avoid stuff going wrong. So we saw how earlier we talked about scenarios where if I can figure out what's happened on a server, somebody's reported a backup job failing, we can scope that job down to the period of time that things have changed perhaps, or that error has occurred on a Tuesday last week. What else happened on Tuesday last week? Well, we can see that somebody installed something. Ah, that makes sense. That's why the problem has occurred. So we can be reactive in that sense, but also proactive and forward-looking as well. And it links in with keeping things up to date. So we can see how the service helps ensure that we visually represent what's going on in our environment in relation to updates that are missing, servers that haven't been patched in a while, etc. And that relates to not only regular patches, but can also link in with our malware and our appreciation of what's going on there. So the key thing is sign up today, sign up for a trial. It's free while it's in preview, so it will be available shortly, but right now it's in preview, but you can sign up, you can test it, yeah. You can apply, download the agent through the Direct Connect method that we saw earlier on. It's as simple as that. And it doesn't matter whether it's a physical machine, a virtual machine, I guess it doesn't matter whether it's on Hyper-V, VMware, whatever the platform. Mm. We obviously want it to be on Hyper-V, that would be nice. But if you've got it in your environment, install the agent and start reporting up into Insights and start getting some information about your infrastructure. We also have a slide full of resources here as well, and that's full of blog posts, of the main page where you can sign up, obviously. We have a tech ed session that probably covers similar stuff to what we've got on in here. So we obviously recommend sticking with this. We've got more detail and we spend a little bit longer in the session than that particular tech ed session. The blog, you can tweet Laura and team on the Op Insights blog.
I have a phone app too, actually.
The phone app for Windows Phone, is it available on other platforms as well?
It's just on Windows Phone, and it's read-only, actually. So, but the saved searches that you save on your workspace will become available on your phone, so it's actually pretty handy to check up on your saved searches.
So when you're on the bus, obviously not when you're driving, on the bus, on the train, on a flight, if you've got Wi-Fi, you could be checking in on what's going on in your infrastructure and you know, being vigilant about what's going on. There is plenty of blog posts around the connection of servers directly, integrating Op Insights with Azure, searching, and that all-important feedback link. So if you've seen some stuff today that you think, wow, that's awesome, I wish it did X, maybe it does X, and maybe we just didn't mention it, we're keeping it a secret. Maybe it doesn't do X, and you want to make sure that we think about that for the next release of this particular product. So raise it. You know, people can only say no. If you don't tell us, we don't know what you're thinking. So definitely it's a great channel for you to air your views on the product and think, well, I wish it did that, I wish I could do that. Mine's obviously going to be the massive tile with the smiley face, but hopefully that will get approved.
If
enough of us kind of vote for that one, that would be great. In terms of other resources around MVA, there's a load of different ways you can get hold of the software and the technology. From the Eval Center, where you can try some of this stuff out. Obviously not Op Insights, because that's on the web, you can try it out through the service, but other stuff, if you need Windows servers to monitor, if you want to integrate with Ops Manager, you can get hold of those evaluations through the TechNet Evaluation Center. There's virtual labs for some of the other technologies. Again, no virtual labs specifically for Op Insights, but that's not to say that you couldn't utilize and learn about some of the surrounding technologies like System Center that would be valuable in addition to Op Insights. And then finally, a great resource for online technical courses is MVA, and there's loads of other courses around MVA. The ones that are close to my heart are on the data center, system center, virtualization, storage, networking, and so on. But there's a lot of Azure-related courses as well. Links in nicely with Azure Operational Insights. They're all free. You can get those at MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com as well. So with that, we're going to sign off for this particular course. Thank you for being with us all the way through in this particular series. And we hope to see you again on another MVA course sometime soon. Thanks.
Thanks.